You see, this is what our mundane mind do. They latches on to external because our senses are fully active when we are going through life. Just like when you are conscious after you wake up, then you go about doing your routine thing. Then if you are a career person, you constantly at work. Then you have to drive to work. Or sometime maybe take bus, LRT, or whatever. When you are performing this daily activity, your senses are fully engaged in the center. Every moment you have to see, you have to hear, you have to smell, you have to taste, you have to tactile feel and think. Unless you are not eating, then maybe the other two senses, smell and taste, much less. Of course, you can still smell. You pass by the drain that is smelly, you smell. Huh? You pass by the pasar malam, you still smell the smell. Then sometimes you got throat problem or what, you take something, you still taste. Then lunchtime, you still have the taste part going. But the most important thing is, if you are walking, driving, you have to be attentive, isn't it? Otherwise, you will accident. So, all the senses is simultaneously receiving external sense data. The seeing consciousness, the hearing, the smell, animate you into what you are. So if you don't have wisdom, don't have awareness, don't have understanding, then you become like a robot, understand? Like very predictable, too habitual tendency. See something, perceive something, become unhappy already. Ah, your traffic light red again. Oh, why this guy drive like that? Yeah. Then you hear the horn. Who the hell is it? Simply horn. Who is verbalizing and chattering? The mundane mind that is heedless is doing all these things. Then when you see something unknown, you have fear. You panic. Understand? Then sometimes lightning caught you unaware. Then suddenly, you go out, pray. There are a lot of these daily activity incidents. So because your senses are fully engaged, if you are not mindful, I ask you a question. How can you cope with life? True or not? Because all these are happening simultaneously. Especially when you are driving, you have to be on alert. All your senses, you have to be on alert. Then sometimes if you're already not so skillful, like a P driver, provisional license, you can easily get into accident. Then when you are skillful, of course, you know how to maneuver, you know how to drive safely. So now it's no more drive correctly or right way, following traffic rule. So, as a living being or a human being, we have two choices. Understand? Become agitated by it, bosong over it, or whatever. Then you see how you actually respond. If you are not alert, not attentive, not aware, then you tend to have more problems. But you are aware, alert, you have less problem. So when you are aware of your emotion, that condition, all this, then you realize, this is negativity of mind state. Then you will lose your ability to be attentive. Where you already preoccupied with that thought, where you perceive him with negativity.